Okay, let's start off biggest play, obviously, to go for it and fourth down and two at the 26. Bold call, but I would also say we were prepared for that moment. I don't love the execution, but we've been an excellent fourth down team. So going into it, we knew we'd have to take our shots against a tough division team on the road. We thought that was an appropriate one. Certainly don't like the execution and the result, but we were prepared for that and being bold into those moments, knowing we'd have some fourth downs. But that's one we can fix. The third down on both sides was tough, especially offensively tonight. And like I said, a game like this puts you through the resilience.
Dan Quinn dealing with a two-game skid for the first time as the head coach of the Commanders, and wouldn't you know it, happened in the span of 5 days. Steelers into the Eagles, short week, now 7-4, Quinn's Washington Commanders. Time for some game balls for the best and gassers for the worst. Let's start with a game ball for a player who played very well. I thought Mikey Sanristil was tremendous.
That's going to be mine. He had a night, dude.
There were times where he was all alone on A.J. Brown downfield, and he blanketed him in the end zone, PBUs. Thought his coverage was really good. He also did some excellent things away from the football occasionally as well. I remember he had a tomahawk chop that knocked the ball out of the hands of Jahan Dotson on what would have been a third down for a breakup. I thought he was locked in really from the start to the finish and maybe was the best player on the field for Washington in major stretches. For a rookie, though, there were multiple plays that were teach tape, that were just exactly the way you want something played. And he's playing out of position still, let's not forget. They drafted him to play the nickel. This is a guy that a few years ago was a wide receiver. He's now playing outside on the boundary. He was really, really good.
Gasser, please. Cliff Kingsbury. There's a couple things that are going to come up here for Cliff, but here's the biggest one for me. Quinyon Mitchell aligned across from Terry McLaurin, this is from Next Gen Stats, on 20 of 25 routes, 80%, including 19 of 20 aligned wide. Mitchell was not targeted on any of his coverage snaps across McLaurin and was targeted just once all night. It's not as if Mitchell travels every time. Move Terry around. When you've got to leave it up to Luke McCaffrey or De'Ami Brown, good on that, by the way, or Noah Brown or some of the lesser receivers, you're not going to have great offense. If you don't think you can throw to Terry McLaurin when he's being covered by Quinyon Mitchell, then you've got to move him somewhere. I know you like to just stick guys on the left side and say that's what we do. Do something different. Adjustment was needed there. Didn't happen.
Yeah, I would also say with Terry only having one catch, which is unacceptable, and not being targeted until late in the game, which should never happen, that it's not only a Kingsbury issue, because you're right, you could give him a gasser, but it's also a Jaden Daniels issue. What have we learned over the years with McLaurin, and what has he proven this year? He does not have to be open
if
to
he's
catch
covered,
the
he's
football.
Open. Yeah.
He is one of the best receivers in the league. This is a stat, right? The contested catch percentage. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best at making catches when he's not open. How many times this year has there been a low percentage throw and catch out of the hand that went for a big play? I don't care who's covering them or how good they're doing. You got to throw the football toward them and let them make a play, and they didn't do that. Give me another game ball, please. Frankie Louvu had two more sacks. He's already got more than he had last year in Carolina. He had 10 tackles. He and Jeremy Chinn, if you want to throw a game ball out there for Jeremy Chinn, I would take that, Rhino. Chinn was everywhere in the first half especially. I think he had 8 tackles in the first half.
He was unreal.
12 for the game. He made plays a couple times in consecutive snaps on both sidelines.
It looked like there were two number 11s at
yeah,
times.
It was crazy. But those two guys, Luvu's already been paid extensively for the next few years. Chin's playing for a big contract, and I think he'll get one here. He's been awesome. But they're so versatile. They allow you to do so many multiple things defensively. I like how both of them are used. Luvu was a pass rusher yesterday. You know, just doing his job, man. Not taking the bait, looking at the eye candy on the little double reverse flea flicker thing that they ran. Had another play where he did a really nice job on Lane Johnson and kind of played Jalen Hurts exactly the way that you want him to, where he leaves the pocket and you're right there to make the play. I thought he was really good.
Caster, please. Tough ask. But Percy Butler, on a 3rd and 6, they check it down to Saquon Barkley. Now, that guy's good, right? He's explosive. He's fast. He's quick. He can do everything. That 43-yarder on a 3rd and 6, another 3rd and long that got converted last night. There were a handful of those, and there were a bunch in the Pittsburgh game, too. It's kind of a running theme here where you've done all the good hard work. You can't undo it by letting them get there, especially on a check down. He just whiffed. Now, if he hits Saquon Barkley and Barkley ends up running through him, all right, I guess I can understand that. Maybe you're hoping to wrap him up and have someone else come bail you out. But he just whiffs. It's almost like he's like, yeah, I don't really want to extend my arm. I don't really want any part of this. So Barkley blows by him, 43 yards, sets up points in a game, again, at that point, that was super tight, and it really helped Philadelphia change field position, did a lot of bad things. That was tough. Whiffed on a couple other tackles as well.
Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? We'll hit the phones next. I also want to get into why Washington lost. What's the number one biggest reason why they lost to the Eagles? A lot is being made about how their defense caved late. Got some numbers on the amount of snaps they've been on the field for this week in their two games that might have something to do with them running out of steam. We'll get into that next on The Fan, live from Third Hill Brewing, where we're going to be here throughout the afternoon and evening up until 6:30 on Grant and Danny. It is a Friday field trip on The Fan.